wondered how I made it here. Looked around, the coast was clear. Made it through another tragedy. I'm not even worth a second glance, but you're the god of second chances. And you're the one that always pulls me through. I stand and recognize my king. That's why I sing. Jesus, you are my only refuge during these times. You are my light. I stretch out my hands. You grab hold and you won't let go. You draw me close. Sometimes it's hard for me to see all the good you do for me. My selfish needs begin to block my view. But still you're always here for me. You clear my path so I can see. It's you I need to fix my eyes onto. 'Cause you are God and God alone upon the throne. Jesus, you are my
Welcome to the Amber May Show. It's a little different of open to the program, but I thought it was fitting because I wanted to get you in the mood of what we're going to be talking about. And if you have ever visited my website, which is ambermayshow.com, there's a link where you can go and visit my podcast or my blog page. And if you've ever followed my blog page, then you know everything that's been going on with me. So, for those of you who haven't visited, I recommend just go there, check it out. But I have, if you've listened to my podcast from the beginning, then you know I've at least lost a child, a baby, within my pregnancy. And I've lost a total of 3. So I've been going through a period of grieving and anger because I lost 2 babies this year. I lost my uncle this year too. So it's been a really tough year, and one Bible verse that comes to mind, or not really necessarily a Bible verse, but a book in the Bible, and that was Job, and he lost everything, and the devil was trying to say, God, he only loves you and worships you and thinks great of you because you've blessed him so, and And God said, okay, you can do anything you want, except you cannot touch him. You cannot kill him, basically. And Job was a wealthy man, and he had children, and he had a wife, and he lost his health, he lost his wealth, he lost his children, he lost everything. And he didn't curse God. And one verse that sticks out in Job, and I have to thank my listeners from churchbeatradio.com when I do the Tuesday Top 10 Countdown, and always check me out there, Tuesday Top 10 Countdown at churchbeatradio.com. But one of my listeners sent me this verse, and it comes from Job 13:15. Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. Or he will surely slay me, yet will I have hope in him. Even if he kills me or takes my life, that's a better word. Even if he takes my life, I will still have hope in him. And if you've listened to my Daniel series, something very similar happened with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, and they said the same thing. Even if he slay me, we will trust in him. And I didn't even want to pray to God, and that's why I really haven't been doing many shows, because if I can't really communicate to God or want to communicate, how could I give you a message from him? It would just be me making something up out of my own self, and I don't think that's fair, especially if you guys have been listening for quite a while. And so I've been wrestling with this, and I'm like, you know, why would he do this to me? How could he, doesn't he know how painful it is? And once I kept going through this scenario of asking him questions and, or I should say questioning him, not necessarily asking him questions, but questioning him and telling him to his face that I'm angry with him, I felt like he left me. And the Bible says he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And as I thought about that, he will never leave me nor forsake me. And I've just lost my third child. I've lost my uncle. And I'm still walking around and I'm still able to function and I'm still able to go about my day. Obviously, he never left me. When I really thought about it, because someone who doesn't have Christ in their life, if they've gone through something similar to that or even worse, what do they typically do? They fall into a super deep depression, they go on drugs, they go to alcohol, they go into self-destructive behaviors many times because they don't know how to deal with the grief that they're going through. And they have no one to lean on for support because they don't have Christ in their life. So the fact that I was able to get up and try my hardest to go about my day, even though my heart still hurt, and I didn't think about killing myself, I didn't think about drugs or alcohol, I was able to still get through it. That means God didn't leave me, even though it didn't feel like it. And reminds me of the poem, Footprints in the Sand. And he said, during the most troublesome times of my life, I only saw one set of footprints in the sand. And he said, you're never going to leave me. And that's when God told him, that's when I carried you. So apparently God's been carrying me this whole time, even though sometimes it didn't feel like it. And this didn't shake my husband's faith at all. He's never questioned it, wasn't angry at God, went about his day. So I'm like, how come you don't have to be mad at God? You're not mad at God. You're not upset. And I am, which made me keep thinking. And I did realize, and I've said this before, that God knows what it means, the pain of losing a child, because he watched his only son die on the cross for you and I. So God can sympathize with that pain. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not die but have everlasting life. John 3:16 tells me that. But then I go to Hebrews 5, or I should say Hebrews 4:15, and it talks about Jesus, the great high priest, and it says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness. In other words, we do have a high priest that understands us and can sympathize with our weakness. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. So let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that when we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And then I came across the song that I played for you, and I started crying when I heard it. Because she's talking about how she got through tragedy. And the only way she was able to get through tragedy was through the help of Jesus. Through God. And I don't know how long this podcast will be today, because my message today is simple. And it's even if you're going through the hardest times of your life, because some people think just because I've never held my child, never saw my child, it hurts less. I can tell you right now, you lose a child at any stage in their life, it's going to hurt. As a woman, I start bonding with the child immediately. You feel your body changing. You feel different. You can tell life is there. You start bonding immediately. It doesn't take for me to give birth to my child for me to bond. So at any stage, when a child dies, it's very difficult. And I know that there might be some of you out there that can understand that pain. And for all the rest that don't, I wish that you never and hope that never will happen to you. And I don't have any answers why God has allowed this to happen. But I know one thing that helped me overcome the anger was knowing that when I really thought about it, God is in charge of life. He's the giver and taker of life. He's God. I'm not. Who am I to question the Almighty? The other thing that made me think about was the fact that he loaned that child to me for the 7 weeks it was alive. It was alone. And anytime he gives us a child, it's a gift. But it's alone. He's entrusting you with his most treasured possession. It says, "Let the little children come unto me, for such as these are the kingdom of heaven." And he told Nicodemus, if you want to enter heaven, you have to be like a little child being born again. Nicodemus says, what do you mean I have to be born again? I have to go through my mother's womb again? He's like, no, it's a spiritual rebirth. But there's an innocence about a child. That's what God loves, is that innocence. And King David can understand the pain I went through because he lost his baby with Bathsheba. And Job lost his children. And many women, we read in during the Jesus' story, lost their children because King Herod killed any child two or under, and that was prophesied in Jeremiah. So there were many children that died in the Bible, and I'm not the first one. I'm not going to be the last one. I wish I was the last one. I wish it wouldn't happen anymore, but this is the world we live in. So God loans us children to raise, to take care of, to nurture, to understand maybe what it's like to be a loving father, or to understand what it would be like for God to love us as children. I don't have all the answers. I don't know if I ever will, but I do know this. I have three children that are up in heaven that didn't have to go through the pains of this world. The hurts, the struggles, the temptations. They immediately got to go with the Most High, a place that we all want to be someday. And I guess it's selfish on my part to want to keep them here. Because up there, it's way better than down here. There's so much pain and hurt that happens here on earth. And after my baby died, and then a month later my uncle died, I would tell God, this place hurts so bad. Come back soon. I don't want to feel any more pain. I don't want to feel any more pain. And yet, none of my children have had to experience that. Am I going to have children? I don't know. Is it God's will for me to have children? I don't know. I don't know really anything right now except this. I didn't go through this tragedy alone. I had a wonderful husband who's been by my side the whole time. And God placed him into my life. And he's been the biggest comfort I could have ever had. I also know that without the Holy Spirit and Jesus helping me, lifting me up, I might have been an alcoholic. I might have gone to drugs. I might have just fallen into a lot of self-destructive behavior. I don't know. But I do know God understands my pain because he too lost a child. Jesus Christ, we just heard in the Bible, understands everything I've felt, which gives me comfort. I also know that many people in the Bible lost their children. And seeing how they got through it, kind of helping me deal with it. Talking to people who have been in my situation. One lady in between helped me on the road to recovery. She buried her infant. She didn't specify how he died, and I didn't want to ask. And she had a miscarriage, but then she had two beautiful children. And we cried together, and we felt the same way. How she felt is how I feel. She said there's always going to be a pain there, but I can move on, and I can get stronger and trust in God still. Don't be angry with him. So I think I'm going to let that song play one more time to kind of sink in to what I've talked about. I told you it's not going to be a really long podcast today because my main message was, even in your most terrible, troublesome times, yours might be different than losing someone like I did. But even in your worst times, you're not alone. It may feel like it. You might get angry with God. Please don't get angry with him. I know it doesn't feel like it at the time, but he really is there for you and he's on your side. I don't know what the purpose is behind it, but maybe in time I'll find out. And maybe in time you'll find out. So I hope you enjoy this song one more time. This song is written by April Nevels.
Made it through another tragedy. I'm not even worth a second glance, but you're the God of second chances. And you're the one that always pulls me through. I stand and recognize my King. That's why I sing. Jesus, you are my only it's hard for me to see all the good you do for me. My selfish needs begin to block my view. But still you're always here for me. You clear my path so I can see. It's you I need to fix my eyes onto. 'Cause you are God and God alone. Upon the throne, Jesus, you are my only refuge during these times. You are my light. I stretch out my hands. You grab hold and you won't let draw me close, you draw me close.